We're holding in Siman Kuf Samar Beis. We did Siv Beis. We have to finish in Mishaburas. A lot of Mishaburas still to do. We're holding in Mishabura Siv Katan Yud Ches. So the Shulchan Aruch has you pouring your hands, water in your hands three times. The first time you pour water in your hands to remove the dirt. Halich Luch Yud Ches. These are things which would be a chatzitza, so you have to remove them. Because the dirt, which is not considered a chatzitza, there's no reason to, you don't have to remove it.
Okay. I thought all dirt would be considered a chatzitza, no?
No, if it's loose, that's not a problem.
If it's loose,
it's not a problem. Okay, now, then you pour on your hands a second time. And since you're pouring less than a revius, that water becomes tame. Then you pour a third time to mitar the water which is there from the second time. That's how the Shulchan Aruch understands the three washings. Okay, now Mishabur Yutes Heim Tameim. The Chenisu Mishatlas Yadayim. The Notel Yodav Sarach Lishbruch Shtei Pomem Al Yodav. The Mishnah does not mention three times. There's no mention of three times in the Mishnah. This is something which the Shulchan Aruch introduced. The Torah actually introduced, because the first time is cleaning your hands, remove the chatzitza. Now the Mishnah just mentions shtei pamim al yodav. Behind af kashem the key and below the chuk. That's talking about a case where they're already clean. So there's no issue of the cleansing of the hands. The issue is the mitayr of the hands. So you need two times for that. The maimer rishon and mitayr mehayadaim. The first pouring of the water cleans the hand is mitayr of the hands. The water becomes tamei. Because the water becomes tamei by touching his hands. And the second pouring, which in our case is the third pouring, will be matayer the water which is there poured the second time for the tar purposes and became tamei. This halacha that the water becomes tamei is only if you do not pour revius at one time. Or use some other revius to clean off the dirt. That's why you need to wash your hands twice after removing the chatzitza. If you put both hands together and somebody else poured the revius onto your hands at one time, or if you use revius for each hand independently, the case where you poured a revius onto both hands or each hand, and separately, there's no need for a second water to be matar the first water. The water does not become tummy. Shlich is latayr sivkat mechav, and the groim shniim betzim until they're referred to in the Mishnah is the mayim shniim. Because in our situation where you're washing three times, so the order is the first one is just removing the chatzitza, the second one is your first act of halachic netila, and the third time is your second act of halachic netila. The pam rishon shakashiv kan eno etzim and netila elavars halichluch bekanal. The first pouring onto your hands wasn't part of the actual natila, but rather it was just to remove the dirt.
Question.
Yeah.
When, let's say your hands are dirty, so you need to wash your hands to clean off the dirt, right? But not all of your hand is presumably dirty, maybe only a part of your hand is dirty. So wouldn't the part of the washing that removed the dirt, wouldn't that water also presumably become tamei? And then what would happen then when you wash the second washing, now that your hands are clean? Is that why that washing is also considered tummy? Or I'm trying to think why would, if you're washing the dirt off with one, wouldn't that water become tummy? Wouldn't that essentially remove some of the tumah?
Okay, so two things. Good question. Two things. First of all, you can't do natila. We'll see in the next sif in sif gimel. You can't do natila half. You have to do the whole hand has to be washed at one time. Okay, that's number one.
So the fact that some dirt there is a chatzitza, that kills that. Okay.
So, that's number one. Number two, it's interesting halacha, which we had before, back let's say Kuf Samach. Was Kuf Samach? That. That the water, that if you touch water while you're in the process of not of washing, that water does not become tamei. It's only for these our purposes of the halachic issues over here, that we said the water which is used in the process of netila, we deal with it becoming tameh, and the water which is not used in the process of netila, we don't consider it becoming tameh, that we have to be matirid, etc. So it's paradoxical a little bit, but that we had it before.
I'd say it's more than a little paradoxical. You're saying that because there's some dirt on your hands and it's a chasitza.
No. The process of cleaning your hands, anytime you touch. I mean, a stupid question. I pick up the case over there was. The Shulchan Aruch spoke about was I go to the basic kisei, and I take water to cleanse my hands before I do my netila. So that water over there, which I do, doesn't become tamei by the virtue of the fact that I touch it with my hands, because it wasn't in the process of the netila. Otherwise, we'd have this challenging process of getting all of the water out of Tahara before you start. You know, you have to be like very, very makbid. You shouldn't come in near any water. I'm not finding it right now where that was mentioned before. Mishabur should reference it again somewhere here in the Siman. Mishabur will talk about it again. He mentions that, like you said before, that the water which you touch, not in the process of the tila, doesn't become tamei. Now, bisman the mikdash, when you're dealing with hilchos tumah tahara of truma, it did, but we're not doing a perfect parallel to that. Like we saw many ways, it's not a perfect parallel. It's a general concept. We want to create halachas of the tila. We're not going to give it all of the halachas. It's parallel to what happened bisman they were dealing with truma.
Now I'm really even more confused, because you're saying so if it was a quote unquote a real washing for the base of mikdash,
not real washing. No. Bizman mikdash washing. Bizman mikdash. If your hands are shneim, you touch water. Yeah. The water will be problematic. If it touched truma, it'll cause a problem. We're not dealing with truma nowadays,
right.
So we don't have to have that level of chumra. So within the process of netilo, which was put in place to protect the halachas of truma, within the process itself, because now we're machmer with the issues of tumah on the water. Anything which is not part of the process of the tila, because I left it with, I'm walking, we don't say every time I walk in my house and I touch water, I have to remember that three days later I can't use that water because I touched it. I can't use it to wash my hands because the water's tummy now because I touched it. We're not going to put that level of responsibility on you. So what's the difference if it's three days ago, or 3 hours ago, or 3 minutes ago, or 3 seconds ago? It's not part of the netila, because I did not put a lachos of tumah on it for our purposes. That's what point we're saying.
It still doesn't make any sense to me.
You know what? I'm
sorry.
The goal over here is not to make sense. The goal is, do you understand the halacha that I said? That's the goal over here. Whether you agree with it or not is not my issue. If you think it's not
for me to agree or disagree. I'm okay, so understand.
I'm not understanding it. Do you understand the halacha? This is the rules. Whether you like it or not, these are the rules. Okay. So as long as you understand the rules, you're good. Good. Okay, I'm happy to agree with that. Okay.
Logically speaking, it doesn't follow.
Again, I'm not asking for your logic, because we're not discussing logic, we're discussing the rules.
Okay.
These are the rules.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. Now.
You'll forgive me, Rabbi, but these rules are obviously all wet. You know.
Okay, fine. Shishi Latar. Chof. The Hamdekar Mashim adds some Latila, fine. Now we're holding a sivkat and chav. V'chanal, but that the harder matter of chaber the chol a shalish pamim mirviyas achas who dafkim bo amayim some of kol yad kishir natila al kopanim b'shtei apamim. This halacha that we're going to use, the mishabur the beer halacha brings many poskim can disagree with the Shulchan Aruch, and they're very uncomfortable what we're doing over here, because the first we have a right to start with the revius and wash twice with the revius. even though the second Latil is not from a Revius anymore, because I required a Revius for the Tahara process. But since we started with the Revius in the actual Tahara process, that's good enough. It's called Shiurei Tahara. The first washing, which is to remove Chatzitza, is not really part of the Tahara process. So how can we use part of the Revius, be left with less than Revius, and then start the Tahara process with less than Revius, which is not acceptable. You need a Revius. So the Shulchan Aruch is being Mechadish that since it's there to prepare your hands for the purpose of Netilah, say if you did it earlier in the day, it's not part of the process. But if you do it immediately prior to the Tahara process, it is a part of a preparation for the process, will count as part of the process, and therefore the Revius will work. The Revius will work. However, the Bir Lacha does bring many points can disagree with this and say no, that this Havar Chatzitza is not part, it's only a preparation, it's not part of the Netilah. So you get to the Netilah, you need a Revius still. You have to start your Netilah with a Revius. Okay, but even the Mishnah Berurah now, even the Mechaber says you can do all three times from the Revius, this is only if the two last washings were full washings, covering all of the area of the hands. Revius Basachas, and then the Shulchan Aruch said it, but if you would pour Revius onto both hands, the Basachas, I mean somebody else is going to pour onto you, or alternatively, if you had two Revius and you pour a Revius into each hand separately, so then there's no problem of the Mayim being Tomei. So then in the Shulchan Aruch example, you would need to wash once to remove the Chatzitza, and then you pour a Revius onto your hands a second time, and then you would not need to wash a third time. In the average case, the hands end up being clean. All you need would be to wash one time, and that's it. Chaval, Revius b'basachas. At times, the Revius b'basachas asu kemikwa d'mataharis v'gamamayim taharimei. A mikwa is a fascinating thing. You take the fellow who's like really, really tall. He touched a mace. He's an avatuma. To must carry whatever it is, he goes into mikveh. He's tameh. So why is the water not become tameh? That's part of the properties of a mikveh. It can be matar something else. It itself remains tor. So over here also, we're going to say that the water, since there is a scenario where a revius is equivalent to a mikveh when it's in the ground. So Chazal, when they instituted the lachos of Netilah, they said that a revius of water will be matar and not become tameh. Now, let's say, however, we started with hands which are not clean, and all you had is Revius, and you had Chatzitza there. So you used part of the water to clean your hands before you started, so now you don't have a Revius anymore. In that situation, when you wash your hands, the first act of being matayer, there's less than revius. So then, you must be matayer your hands a second time. You need a second pouring besides that. Vada. The yesharim demina din sarach lo'olam mayim shniyim. That this halacha that we're saying, the Shulchan Aruch said, in the case you use revius, you don't need mayim shniyim. But there is opinion of some rishonim, the Shartzian points out it's the Rabbit and the Rashba and the Gross seem to say like that as well. That even if you pour Revius, you still need Mayim Shniim. So this opinion holds you always need Mayim Shniim. Because of the Chayadim, the Yeshlin Ukain, the Chayadim does say that you should do that. It's Revius al kol yad, v'gam shniyim. You should do the chumrah of doing Revius in each hands, and then besides that, you should also still do mayim shniyim to be choshish for the opinion of the Ravid and the Rashba. Okay. If you have water available, you should use all a second time. If to go and search for water to be able to wash your hands twice, when you really have a revius, I don't think you have to do that. Mishabura says the Rabbi Peskin Makilu Bazeh Kistima is a Machaber. The Revius Pavasachas in Tzarich Lishniim. V'chein Nir Dasa Chrenim. So in case where you have water available, yes, it's proper to wash your hands twice, even though you wash other vias. In case where you do not have extra water available, it would be preferable to wash other vias once and then not wash a second time, over washing with less than other vias and washing twice. Okay? Mayim Rabim. So the Ramah says, if you have Mayim Rabim, so the answer is clean your hands before you do this three pourings. Use other water to wash your hands well without doing the process of Netilah, and then do your Netilah. Mayim Rabim. I don't feel a rak mat yes and revius b'leish shiela lahos or lichuk mishar revius leima. So the answer, as long as you have enough water, more than the revius, that the extra water can clean your hands. So then do that independent of the Netilah. And then do the Netilah. So then the Ramah added, there's a din of Netil Yod v'Sarach L'Shav Shefem Zuba Zu. Chav Gimel. Sarach L'Shav Shefem. Hano afilo Netil Revias al Kol Yad V'Yad V'Chein B'mat B'Yad. Even though you did the Tevila, so there's full Tahara. Or you did Revias in each hand and there's full Tahara. You're still in, you know, of doing Shif Shuf, which is rubbing them together. Now, why is this? So comes the Mishnah Berurah in Chavdal, and he says the following: Near who could it lahavra alichlu heitev heitev. Now, the according to the Rambam, the purpose of washing your hands is to clean your hands, physical cleanliness. According to the other pshat, the we're saying the reason is because of the tahara process. So the tahara process, you're not adding anything to the tahara process by being doing shif shuf afterwards. Your matar, your hands are pouring revius over your hands. Everything is wonderful, etc. Comes on the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Chazal instituted this to remove, make sure that your hands are clean, because the hands, the nature of the hands is they move around, they touch things, etc. You don't know what it touched. There's a zoom on the hands. There's a sort of like this uncleanliness feeling on the hands, which you must remove. So part, the shif shuf, rubbing it together, removes that as well. And this extra step, since we said before, that's not the Iker Pshat that we're saying, and even like this, in general, we're starting with our hands clean, because otherwise there's chatzitza anyway, so they're not so dirty to start with. So shiv shuv is not ma'akev b'diavad. Okay. Sif gimel. She means rubbing. No, it actually means rubbing them together. Rub them like that.
It's basically a way of getting the water on every part of your hand, right? I mean, that's
well, no, not really, because again, you have to if you learn the purpose of Netilah is for tahara process, you have to make sure that the water gets on every part of your hand in the pouring process. Moving the water afterwards will actually make it worse, not better.
Hold on.
Let's see Sif Gimel. Notla mixes yado because of behoisa, but notla nishim yado. Actually, we should do Gimel and Dalad, okay? Right. And then I think by then it should be much clearer to you. Notla mixes yado because of behoisa, but notla nishim yado. See, he only washed part of his hand. Then he got and then he stopped pouring. Then he went and poured again. The part which he had not washed the first time. Hare yodah tamei kirmoy shahayusah day natila chatzoyim. Chazar only masak in the lach of natila. It's matar of the hands. If you do the whole hand in one shot. So this process didn't do anything at all to matar your hands. Fine. However, here's a cool up. If the water is still wet on the part of the hand that you washed, the partial hand that you washed, the water is there, is wet enough that if you would take that, if somebody would touch the hands, which is not a good idea anyway because of Tumah Tahara issues, but if somebody would touch the hand, the amount of water which is there would be enough that the second hand would be moistened enough that it could moisten a third hand. Right? So there's a lot of water on the hands, enough that it would moisten a second, whatever touches it, to the point that that could also wet something else. Harei zutahara, it's considered all what that means, that you're still, it's like you're still in the process of washing. So now you're continuing to wash by adding more water. This whole issue is only b'mayim rishonim. But b'shniyim, not to mixes yada because they're moisib al mixas. But shniyim you can do in parts. You, once you wash your whole hand, mayim rishonim, you can do mayim shniyim on part of the hand and then a different part of the hand, etc. That's not a problem. Okay. Now comes Mr. Burr. Let's see the Mr. Burr is over here. Chaf hey, mixes yada. Okay, so he didn't get all of the water, didn't wash the full area that he's mechuyev to wash, which he saw two opinions. Whatever opinion you're going with, you didn't do that. Okay? So till the knuckles, you didn't get all of the hands till the knuckles. It was till the wrist, you didn't get all the hands till the wrist. And the first washing is already dried out. It's no longer moist enough, like we see in a second. And now you want to wash other parts. The water which remained was not enough to meet the criteria of considered being wet in halacha. So then you wash on the other part. If in the second washing, you cover everything, you're fine, because that second washing will be your first true washing. Now the Mishnah Berurah, again, the case was that the area dried off, so you're not dealing with any remaining water, halacha, moisture left as far as we're concerned that we have to deal with. So the hands are halachically are dry, and now you're washing your hands. So now you need to wash again, but you do not need to dry your hands beforehand.
When is this?
You wash mixes yad, okay, and then you pour water on the other half of the hand that you hadn't washed the first time. So you washed, let's say for argument's sake, if you hold, you have to wash the hands till the wrist. So he washed the hands only till the knuckles, and now he wants to wash his hands till the wrist. Or the water went on the first part, and it went like that, it didn't get this area over here. So he says, oh, no problem, I'll pour water over here, as he pours water over there. So now, he says, that's no good, you have to start over again. And you have to wash your whole hands, the first tzitzila. But your hand's wet. So do you need to dry your hands? Now, you just get the scenario. You wash your hands once, and that already dried off. Or it reached the point that the moisture which remains is halakhically insignificant, so therefore it's considered like it's dry. Now you wash your hands again on the area which you hadn't covered the first time. That's still there. That's wet. So now you're washing again the whole hand the one time. Do you need to dry your hands beforehand? So Mishnah Berurah says no. Since this wasn't considered an atila, so therefore this water is not significant water, that it has a din of tuma, and therefore there's no problem with that water being there, that it's going to be a problem being matama, the new water which is coming on. The Chazanish argues, the Chazanish holds it's a problem, because the Chazanish holds that since you did it as part of an atila process, so this water became tame, now you have tame water in your hands. The first atila, as soon as it touches the tummy, water becomes tummy, and it can't be matar your hands. So you can't have any water on your hands in this scenario. I mean, anytime you would wash your hands improperly, you have to dry your hands totally before you start over again. Mishnah Berurah does not seem to be bothered by that. We'll see another case. Mishnah Berurah is bothered by it, and we'll see the difference. Then until the chatzoyin, it's not, the Chazal did not see the process of the tila to be done piece by piece. It has to be done the whole hand at one time. Now, if, however, when you wash the second time, the first part of the hand was still moist, the halachic level, which considered that it's wet, how much is that? It's called tefech amanas latviach. Hainu. Shenitro le'amayim kol kach. there's enough water left on the hands still. Shenageya ba, that if somebody would touch that water on the hands, Yeratib Yadai, the second person's hand would become tamei.
Will become wet.
I'm sorry, thank you. That it'd be wet enough that it can make something else wet. Okay, and Rina Dula Kosa Oid Natila Vishanam Tarfanyakadami Kinatilachas. So that's, if that's still wet enough, so then we can connect the second washing to the first wash. Harasu Tahara. Zak the Mishabura in Lamed, Yeshukan Shakosa Dadaf Midi Evidence Sarklasolito. This is only, really you should have dried your hands and washed all that in one time. This is not the Khathila. But yeah, but if you did this, it works. Now, so the Mishabura, what's the definition of basachas? So we discussed this earlier. So if you pour and you pour a second time, but it's that's all considered, even though there's a pause in the between, the water's coming onto the hand, like it basically in quick succession, that's considered one shvicha. Valkein im neutel mimei handfos ayatzira shakaran kran a handle. Okay, so what exactly these things look like? I don't know, but it's this case we had of the spigot before, where the water comes out in small bursts, and you have to keep opening and shutting it because you need kriyat gavra. So you're going to keep open and closing the kriyat gavra, so that it's not one shvicha. It's coming from a kli onto your hand, kriyat gavra. Everything is good. We said that's wonderful, but the problem is shapiv tsar b'tzarach l'foskel l'sagur b'chol shvicha k'shivoy amayim b'kriyat gavra. So you keep opening and closing it to get kriyat gavra. K'liel b'sim and kufna tesiv tes. K'mokam ayirei zman kotzer kazeh l'mikri hefsik. That's not considered a hefsik. That's considered all one flow. But if you have another option, it's better not to rely on this opinion. That there's some who say that this is not acceptable. Because the Bach does not accept this. Now he's saying, okay, you washed the first washing, you got all of your hands. Al Vishniyim. So that you can do in parts, but to learn more, after Nigav mixes Yad the garment, Yochel Oitzel mixes Hasheni, Deilo Mayim Enim Boyim. That's a Matila Shel Adayim Rakvataris and Mayim Rishon. So even though part of the hand already has been washed and dried, you can then you wash it once the whole hand, then you pour and mixes the Mayim steam on half of the hand, and you dry the part of the hand. Now you can pour Mayim steam on the other part of the hand and dry that part of the hand. Okay, Sif Dalit. Shavach Mayim al Yoda Achas v'shiv shavach b'chaberta. You pour water on one hand, and then you rub it against the other hand. Well, that's no good. Le'osel in the tila. That doesn't work because the second hand was tamei. The second hand touches the water, it makes the water tamei, and now that water which is tamei turns around as matama your hand again. So that's like not a good idea. Now, afilu shavach b'achren al shtei yodav. So you poured water on one hand, then you put the two hands together and you poured water over both hands. Well, it doesn't make it better. Because fishamayim sheshavach al yodo achas nitmu, the water which is on the first hand became tamei. Because sheshiv shefa nitmei chaverta. So you touch this water becomes tamei. Then you rub them together, this hand also becomes tamei. Okay. V'en mayim shnim atarim elo mayim shenitmu machmas hayad atzma v'le boy machmas hayad hacheris. So, yes, when you pour mayim shneem on this hand, it's matar of the water which is tummy, but that's the water of tummy because of this hand. But now the water which on this hand is tummy because of this hand. Right? Or the other way around. Okay, so therefore, if you pour from a kli onto one hand, then the first hand touched the second hand. So over here, shivah is love dafka, means just touching. Now you have to dry your hands totally, and then start over again. So therefore, the best eitzah would be that somebody should pour onto your hands. You shouldn't have the problem of one hand touching the other hand to get the water. So have somebody pour on your hands, and then everything is wonderful. V'mein lo acher. If you don't have somebody else to pour onto your hands, so then yerchas a kli b'roshi etzbois of yishmech hashtei yadav keachon. So we would like to get both hands in one time again, and not to have a problem of one hand touching the other hand. So he suggests holding the kli with your the tips of your fingers, and pouring it towards your hand, getting all of the hand, and then sort of moving the hand backwards and catching all the water. Quite a feat that you would be able to do like that. Yishmech kolachas revius. Or pour onto each hand the revius, and then and then you can rub them together. We don't worry about the second washing when you use revius the whole time. So in any of these scenarios where the both hands are functioning as one, you got revius with basachas. So now you can rub them together. Okay, so here's the point he's saying like this. In a case where you wash part of the hand, the other part of the hand is still tome, or you wash the whole hand, and the wash the whole hand, the other hand touches it. So the water which is on the first hand becomes tummy by being touched by the second hand, which was not washed yet. That water cannot become tor, even with pouring in a second time. So you must dry that hand and start over again and do a correct the tila.
When can't water become tor even by being poured on the second hand?
No, when you pour water on your hand, less than revius, so the hand becomes tor, the water becomes tummy. You pour a second time onto that hand, that water becomes tor. So the halacha of the mayim shtim or matar mayim rishonim is tuma, which is on the water because of the hand that it's on. That you pour water onto the hand, you pour water on the right hand. The right hand, the water on the right hand now becomes tummy. You can then pour water on the right hand a second time and matar it. That water will be matar the tuma, which is there because of the right hand. But if the left hand touches the right hand, and now the reason why the water on the right hand is tummy is because the left hand, which has not been washed yet, touched the water, the chazal are not masak and the mayim shtim will fix that. So you cannot be matar of that water. So you have tummy water on your hands, it's going to turn around and be matam of your hands again. So it's a mess. Okay.
It's a mess.
It's a mess, yeah. Now, imloga behem acher shalotol yadav boidon lachas min amayim. So, the next scenario is I wash both my hands properly, my hands are still wet, and then an individual who did not wash his hands yet touched my hands.
So now you got to start all over again.
So that other person also has time of the water in your hands, and now you have a problem. So that individual is matam of the water, the water is matam of your hands, and now you have to start all over again. When in a case where you pour once to remove the chatzitza, a second time, and now the third time, which the goal is to, that's number two of the halachic tir tara process. So you go yad bechaverta achishma gam ze al ashniya, achishma tchila ashtem kechot. So now, kol yad revias ain't sarach lechol ze. So if you would alternate, so you pour once into the right hand, once into the left hand, once into the right hand, once into the left hand, so that water right now, before you get to the second round, is problematic, because that water is tome. So you have water on your hand, which is tome, on the right hand. If you're very careful, it shouldn't touch the left hand. The water shouldn't get onto your left hand. If you pour 1-2 onto the right hand, so the water which is there is all tor. So even that water, some of the water goes onto the left hand, it's not going to be problematic water. But if you only washed once onto the right hand with less than revius, so any water which drips from the right hand onto the left hand is going to make the left hand the problem, because that water is tome, it'll be matam of the left hand, and now you can't be matar of that hand. You have to dry that hand before you wash it.
Only wash them from one hand, that's left. On the revius, the left.
No, saying, let's say you wash the right hand with less than revius, and you did not wash mayim shtiyim yet. So So the problem over here is so you wash your right hand. Even let's say you wash your right hand once, twice. Okay, so that hand's tor. Now you wash your left hand once. Right. So if you're going to do it one two, so right hand has got two, left hand only has one. You switch. Right now the left hand has water on it, which is tomei. That water, when it touches the right hand, will be matama the right hand again. So if you're going to do one right left, you have to be very careful in that transfer point. You pour on your right hand, pour on your left hand. Both those waters are tamei. Now you pour on your right hand again. So that hand is, the water is tor. Mayim shtim and tar mayim rishonim.
Hand touches.
Now the left hand, the water is still tamei. Right, or some of the water on the left hand drips onto the right hand. That water is tamei. Or so the right hand, the water, you wash once, the water is that water is tomei, and you grip the kli again, your wet tomei water is on the kli. Now you take your left hand and you touch that handle.
And you just contaminate it again.
You contaminate your hand again. So it's but the if you wash Revisa Asachas, you don't have that problem. Or you pour 1-2 onto the right hand, so now that water is tor. Now when you switch, you don't have a problem that water which is tor is touching the kli, not water which is tummy is touching the kli. Okay, let's hold it here.
So in other words,